This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Nick Delacanal. A day after the North Carolina Board of Elections voted to hold a new election in the 9th Congressional District, Democrat Dan McCready kicked off his second attempt to win the seat. It's unknown whether Republican Mark Harris, who appeared to be the winner on election night in November, will also run. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Speaking to a room full of supporters at a Waxhaw brewery Friday, Dan McCready criticized his former and possibly future opponent in the 9th District, Mark Harris.
What we saw this week in the hearing was a culture of corruption. We saw emails that were hidden from the board under subpoena. We saw lying on the stand.
In announcing that he will run again for the 9th District, McCready said the Board of Elections' unanimous vote to hold a new 9th District race shows
that we care about our democracy here in North Carolina.
Yeah!
The hearing focused on whether a Bladen County political operative ran a fraudulent absentee mail ballot scheme to benefit Harris. The election will include primaries because of a law passed late last year that requires them if the board orders a new election. Those are tentatively scheduled for May with the general election in October. Mark Harris's wife Beth said Thursday her husband will think about running again. He's recovering from an infection from January and said at his hearing that he'd had two strokes. McCready was asked if testimony about absentee ballot fraud disqualifies Harris from running.
I think certainly being on the ballot, he is going to need to ask for forgiveness from the voters. We live in a democracy, and ultimately this is a question for the voters to decide.
Speculation mounted Friday about who would run in the Republican primary. Robert Pittenger, who lost to Harris in last year's primary, has said he doesn't want to run again. Former Governor Pat McCrory has said he may run for governor or Senate, but not the 9th District. Matthew Ridenhour, a former Republican Mecklenburg commissioner, says he's strongly considering running and that his decision doesn't depend on whether Harris runs. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.